Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Third Space in the Morning. I'm Kevin Weir.
And I'm Jeremy Verkley. The time of the tone is 6:31 in the morning. The sun is rising. Gonna be a beautiful day.
Yes, it will.
Let's get started.
The bees! Like this cage, you're endangered now. With the bees!
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. It is morning. I don't know what morning.
Due to our foolish decisions, we're recording early.
Well,
foolish and late decisions. At the same time.
Yeah. Foolish decisions, or the way that life has presented itself to us. Life has opened its stained trench coat and shown us a horrendous sight.
Yeah.
Of the fact that it is early.
Yeah.
And I am so tired.
It's been a busy week for both of us, I think.
Yes, it has been. Yeah. And we're doing this.
We are doing this. Because we don't miss weeks.
No, we do not.
We do not miss weeks.
I want to make sure that everybody knows how much we are going through for them. So welcome to the sleepiest episode of Third Space.
Ever. I don't think it's going to get as weird as when we record late.
I don't think my brain's
fast enough to be weird.
I'm trying to wind myself up like a train. Trying to go like chugga chugga. I'm going to be like
chugga chugga.
Chugga chugga.
Yeah.
I'm a train.
You're like the highest train ever.
In
Thomas the Train Engine, you are the one who smokes his stack a little bit too much.
It's his Train Engine 420.
Yeah. Hey, Thomas.
How's it going?
You want a vape, bro? Speaking of things we don't miss, happy Halloween tomorrow.
Happy Halloween tomorrow.
Because we never miss holiday announcements.
You know what? We're on a pretty good spread.
Yeah.
Like, we have missed one, but we hit another one.
That's true.
Look at
50-50.
That. 50-50. 50-50.
We're at 500.
You could flip a coin. Doesn't really matter. That's us. We are a coin. Flying through the air.
I am a coin.
Is that a monk meditating to be a coin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. It's good. Early.
Good gag. Good bit.
Thanks.
It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be the best.
It's going to be the best thing ever.
All of our jokes are going to be deadpan.
That's really popular in Britain. Maybe we'll get like a big British audience.
Maybe.
I kind of want a British audience, not because I think they are more classy, but I think they sound more classy.
Yeah, I just like the idea of somebody trying to drink tea, like really hot scalding tea during the podcast.
Welcome to the
I want scalding spit takes is what I really want.
you want someone to give someone else like third degree burns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By spewing hot liquid from their mouth.
Oh my.
Yeah.
I wanted to be C-3PO.
Oh my. This is highly irregular.
Thank you, Anthony Daniels, for all that you've done for us.
Yes.
That weird and effeminate robot.
Yeah. Surprisingly an enduring character. Enduring and endearing.
But not very good at walking or bending at the elbow. We're going to get into our topic, but I do want to mention...
Are we?
Yeah, no, we will. But this is something that I wondered for a while. Why does C-3PO have, like, elbow bars that won't allow him to bend his elbow?
I don't know. Maybe bent arms seem more polite. Or maybe when they were first recording, that was just too heavy for the actor to hold up.
Well, no, I can understand like out of universe reasons or whatever, things like that.
In universe,
but in universe, what reason do you have for a servant robot that can't outstretch its arm?
I don't know. Maybe Anakin can get like grabbing protocol down. It's just like, maybe it's just better if I just stop him from trying to grab anything.
I love the idea that C-3PO is just a shitty robot.
I think he kind of is.
It's, you know, it's a good way to watch the series and just assume that C-3PO is just a shitty robot.
Yeah.
Maybe even R2-D2 is just a shitty robot.
Oh, R2-D2 is a malfunctioning droid. He just malfunctions in an awesome way. It's an awesome malfunction.
Okay. All right. No, I guess.
Yeah. Also, they never delete his memory banks, so unlike other droids, he grows a personality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
According to Pine. C-3PO doesn't have a personality?
Well, he does, but it's a programmed personality.
Someone, Attigan programmed him with that personality?
Yes.
What if he's just whiny all the time? Maybe if I make him whinier than me.
Okay, think about when he made C-3PO. And think about
what... I don't even care, Mom!
Yeah, think about when he was like...
Make sure you make that robot cool! No, I'm gonna make him whiny! I do what I want, Mom!
It's okay, I don't mind being a slave as long as I'm with you, Mom.
Aw,
you're cute, Slave Anakin.
You're gonna forget about me.
No, you
about
won't.
About one movie.
No, you won't. You'll come back and murder people for me. Thanks, son.
All right.
For our penultimate episode of Spooktober.
Nope, ultimate.
Well, there's five, so I thought pen, like penta.
Yeah, but penultimate also, so pentaultimate.
Yeah, pentaultimate, ooh.
Because penultimate.
Is one.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, pentaultimate.
But, yeah, penultimate is the one before the last one.
Yeah.
You're confusing people.
There's no
more Sundays in October. It's done. Get your Octoberness in now.
Okay, sorry. Maybe we'll go back into the old episode and put that word in.
I can't do that. I can't do that, Jeremy.
What?
Oh, God, I can't do that. Stop.
What do you mean?
Don't make promises.
What do you mean you can't do that? You're an editing wizard.
You're a wizard, Kevin. The episodes are already out. I'm not a time traveler.
Oh.
I can't hop in my DeLorean.
Can wizards do that?
Wizards can do anything. Yes, they can. Wizards can go back in time. But I'm not that kind of wizard.
I'm not seeing what the problem is.
I don't have a time turner.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the strongest thing ever that is forgotten by the next book. It is bad.
You don't have a plot device?
I do not have plot device.
Okay.
So open up a company called
I'm plot a little disappointed, but I can forgive you. Welcome to the penta-ultimate episode.
There you go. It also works as like it's like pentagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spooky.
Scary. Ooh, scary.
Spooky.
Scary.
Our topic for this last spooky episode is possessed houses.
Yes. Now, we haven't talked about it too much, but I want to be clear. When you say possessed house, you mean the house is not a haunted house.
Yeah, I mean the house is possessed. The
house has some form of sentience.
Yeah, like The Shining or that Eddie Murphy movie.
Big Mama's House?
No.
Big Mama's House.
No.
The house is saying that, right?
No.
Now, I haven't seen Big Mama's House, but here's what I think it's about.
Okay, you tell me your synopsis.
Eddie Murphy is an undercover police officer. The only way he can do that is by pretending to be a possessed house. So, he becomes the possessed house of this crime lord known as Big Mama, also played by Eddie Murphy. So, in this movie, Eddie Murphy plays a house. He plays a crime lord called Big Mama. And he plays a number of other, about, you know, three or four other secondary characters.
You know that Eddie Murphy's not even in Big Mama, right?
That's Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
Fuck. You let me go through that entire bit.
Yeah, because then the punchline became that Eddie Murphy's not even in that movie.
No, he's not. But he was, but he's Fat Suit Guy.
Yeah. Also, Martin Lawrence.
Podcast over.
Podcast
done.
Over. Done. No. Done. But haunted houses, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the house is possessed by an entity.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's not just there's ghosts in the house. The house has to have sentience.
Yeah.
So I'm a sentient houses.
Yeah, so The Shining, Poltergeist, and that Eddie Murphy movie.
Whichever one it is.
Yeah.
I think it's
called Haunted House.
You know what? Oh, do you mean the one that's based on The Ride?
Yeah.
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted
yeah.
Mansion.
Yeah.
There's also Rose Red or Red Rose is about a house that's haunted.
Rosebud.
Rosebud is a line from
Citizen Kane. Yeah, but I just you said rose.
Rosé is a wine
and a sauce.
And a sauce. We're learning all kinds of things about roses. Early episode, early third space.
A Kiss from a Rose is a song by Seal. I don't know.
Kiss from a Rose.
I wanna be the one to say we're fun and a bird.
Nailed it.
Yeah, thanks.
We have to be careful. We might have to pay for that. So perfect.
Yeah,
we'll get a call from Seal and be like, "That's my song on there."
Well, Seal is an avid listener.
They all are.
Yeah.
So we have possessed houses.
Yes.
How do these houses become possessed? Are we talking about ghosts?
I think ghosts, maybe demons, maybe extraplanar entities. I think you get sort of a wide gamut.
So in this world, it's just that houses are very, and the only things are very susceptible, and the only things that can be possessed.
Correct.
Yeah. So just for some reason, the way that houses are built,
mm-hmm.
they're very, very good at containing either ghosts, demons.
Well, there's always some sort of pentagram in the basement. It's part of the basic foundation of every house.
It's a really weird thing that's just in every building code.
It's tradition.
We can't really change it.
Yeah.
Because each city, you know, it's...
The pentagram's a very strong shape.
It's the strongest shape in the world. It's the
strongest shape.
It's the best way to build a house on.
Yeah.
You got all these five-sided houses out there.
We're silly. Yeah. And it's not every house
that's possessed. No.
It's that some houses are possessed. So the first thing I want to talk about, Kevin,
all right.
is because any number of things can possess these houses, there's got to be personalities that we're not seeing in horror movies. Like, the house in The Shining is pretty darn sadistic.
Well,
the house in Poltergeist is kind of violent.
Yeah, every possessed house you see in these movies, they're malicious. They're all malicious intents. Yeah.
But what if there was, like, a chill spirit who you're just sitting on the couch and the spirit's like, yeah, here, let me get you a floating beverage.
Wait, now, do you mean chill as in helpful or chill as in, like, this is the 420 spirit?
This is the 420 spirit.
Hey, man.
Yeah, except it doesn't speak. Remember, the house just does stuff, so you'll be eating.
I keep finding all this weed in my house.
Yeah, you'll be eating breakfast, and, like, a doobie will float by. Or you'll be eating lunch, and it'll be, like, Doritos.
Taco in a bag. A Doritos floats in.
Yeah.
And then, like, cheese in a bowl floats in.
Yeah.
And then, like a hole opens in the wall. That aerated
cheese in a can.
A hole opens in the wall and, like, a sign points that says, put food in here.
Yeah.
Oh, man, my house has the munchies.
Man, again. It's going to eat me out of house and home.
You walk into the basement and you flick on the lights. Like, there's a grow-op down here.
I didn't start this, officer. It's my house.
There's a knock at the door. Hey, I'm here to buy some weed. I don't sell weed. And then a bag, and then like a dime bag over. Floats in, right in their hand. They put out some money. It floats away. Now my house is a drug dealer.
Where are you putting that money? I live here. I own you. I need a cut.
The house is buying Doritos.
Oh, you're right.
I mean, everything can be delivered now.
Yeah.
And you've seen in these movies that houses have, like, taking control of phones.
And electronics, yeah.
Yeah, I'm 100% sure that a house could get pizza that house delivered to itself.
That's what it would do. It would deliver pizza to itself all the time.
I have an extra large pizza with pepperoni and sawdust.
It's for the house.
It's for the house. You just shove it into, like, a vent.
Well, you could put it in the oven.
Here you go, Jacob.
Jacob. Sorry, all Jacobs are weed users, I guess.
I mean, this house... No, all houses named Jacob are weed users.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, you're right.
Yeah. You know it's... Everyone knows that's true.
All addicted houses... All houses addicted to the Mary J.
And the name Jacob.
My name Jacob.
It's just a trend we noticed.
It's a trend we noticed in our In our research.
In our research for this.
Yeah.
We've been to many possessed and spooky houses.
That's why this week has been so busy.
Been traveling across the country, across the continent, going to all these really, really high
across
houses.
The continents, really.
Continent. Yeah, 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 you're right. We spent a short time in Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We drove there.
But really, really fast.
Now that we've opened up this idea that a house can be addicted to a substance, I want to talk about crack dealer house.
Okay, so it's like one of those crack houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones where all people go to crack.
No, it's just a normal house that's addicted. Like, it's it's this, like, a crackhead died.
Yeah.
And possessed a house.
So this house has been reclaimed, has been, like, you know, it's been flipped. This house has been flipped.
No, I think actually it's a crack dealer that dies outside, like, a fancy house and just is like, well, I never got to live in there when I was alive, so now I'm going to live
well,
in
I
there.
Mean,
but still gets the shakes.
Either way. So you got the crack dealer inside a nice house.
Yeah.
So it's got the – do you think it got the shakes?
I assume it's a lot – like, the thing about the weed one is that – smoke seems like it can go through the ventilation system to get into the house, and he wants to eat things, so you can put things in the oven or shove them down air vents.
Yeah.
But how does the house get its heroin fix? Because
you're
like stabbing walls.
Stab the wall with a needle. And just
you're eating dinner and the entire house just starts vibrating, and you're like, oh, just a second.
Time to top go up over. The house.
Yeah, top up the house.
I'm trying to wean it off on a ketamine solution. It doesn't take it very well.
You know,
well.
I'm really going to have to start baking this myself. The cost is exorbitant.
Also, I've been arrested 3 times.
Yeah.
And they won't believe me when I say, no, officer, I'm buying it for my house.
for my house. Let me check if your house is registered on the heroin addict scale.
Huh? I guess you're right.
Well, the police would know that houses are possessed.
I mean, it's true. It's not a secret.
Yeah.
Let me just look this up.
Allow me to look
damn. Be careful. Don't inject that heroin in yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, officer.
I guess I'm going to go home now. Yeah. Inject heroin into my walls. Well, it's very important. You have to find a stud.
Yeah, you have to find a stud. Yeah. Oh, you need such a strong needle.
You have like a drill needle.
Yeah.
So you have a stud finder going across the
wall. You
have
to do a different hole every time, though.
Well, you don't want to see the track marks on your walls. Exactly. People come in and they're like, Oh man, those track marks.
Man,
this house is addicted to heroin.
House, you got to get your shit together. What are houses that are addicted
to
heroin?
Wait, hang on. I want to see the reality show where someone goes into a house and tries to get a house clean. You're stronger than this.
The
look
house
at your
whisperer.
Foundation. Look at your foundation.
You can get
You're
through
strong
it.
Five
you can get through. And then talking to the owner, you just got to let it get through the shakes. You just got to let it get through.
It's taken so many vases off my walls.
Why are you hanging vases?
I am a rich man. I like my vases. I hang up vases and priceless glass onto my walls.
Okay, let's get all the drug jokes out of the way.
So, yeah,
so far. Cocaine house is sniffing all the time. Needs to have a fireplace.
And his lights are just like... super bright.
Yes, super
I'm
bright.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go.
Good morning.
Oh, yes.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Off, you just hear that.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, you ready to go? I'm ready to go.
I'm really just an ecstasy house.
Oh, man.
But you just like, you flip on the lights, you just go boom, 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 boom.
Strobing. Different colors of lights.
Oh, God. I guess it must
it's
be
It's 5 a.m.
But then you get the mornings and it's just like nothing works.
Yeah.
You like flick on a light and then 5 seconds later it just eases on. I gotta get more ecstasy for this house.
House, I have to write a report. I need electricity.
Please just do this for me.
Yeah.
I'll get you another hit. How would you give an ecstasy tab to a
house? Dissolve it in the sink?
You just drop it down the drain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wouldn't go down all the way. So you'd have to, like, dissolve it in a seltzer and then
pour it down the drain. All of a sudden, your house is like, yeah!
Yeah! Best drink ever! Roofie your house.
I like the idea.
Yeah.
And if you hang around with your friends, they're like, all right, well, we're going to have a good party this weekend. Whose house should we go to? Mine's addicted to heroin, so it's kind of sad. Mine's addicted to ecstasy. Yeah, yeah. Going to ecstasy house.
Your
this
house
weekend.
Is a club.
Until you know. Wait, you, no, can't
keep,
die again.
You keep,
ghost.
Yeah, you keep feeding your house ecstasy, and then the police come by and be like, this is house abuse.
We're going to take your house away from you.
Yeah, this is house services.
Yes, there's house services.
Of course there's house. Well, it's a sentient creature.
It's true, yeah, yeah. Which means that, so if it is malicious, they can also, like, send in, I don't know, a counselor,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
And they can deem that, oh, no, this spirit is just too angry. We're yeah. We're going to have to put it down. No, what do you do with, no, what do you do with
you,
the house?
I don't think you can put it down.
I mean, in Poltergeist,
it's too sentient
in Poltergeist
that.
The house just, like, collapsed in upon itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's possible that it could happen. Maybe if you defeat the ghost.
In Haunted Mansion, I fell asleep.
Yeah. Well, you didn't like this?
How can you do it?
Eddie Murphy's laugh.
I had a friend who did perfect Eddie Murphy laugh.
Yeah.
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 That wheezing like something's trying to get out of him. That's not how humans laugh.
It's not how humans laugh.
No.
He laughs inward.
I know. That's because something's trying to get out.
And he's sucking it
back
in.
And he's sucking it back in. Eddie Murphy has a small...
Excuse me. I need to take a drink.
Eddie Murphy has a small extraterrestrial inside him. Or maybe even interdimensional creature inside him. That whenever he laughs, it tries to get out. So he wheezes it back in. Now, about 5 or 10 years ago, it did get out, and that's where he lost his comedy.
Okay. It's a comedy poltergeist.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think in Poltergeist, they escape the house and it collapses in on itself? Or do they stab the heart of the house?
No.
That's an animated movie.
They send
movie.
A child. It's Monster House, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. No, the child gets taken into the closet. They go in. The sort of monster says, "And now this house is clean."
The end.
The end. Except for it wasn't the end.
Dun dun dun.
You know, because the movie kept going.
What?
You're like, oh, I guess something more is going to happen, yep. Or it's going to be 10 minutes of everyone living peacefully, and then the credits roll.
Hurry for happy epilogues.
Yay!
It's a denouement.
And then they're hanging around, and then the poltergeist comes back. I think this is when she falls into the swimming pool.
Yep.
And gets just faces coming at her. Just faces.
I mean, there's
also a skull.
No, just faces.
Not the skull faces.
Faces.
Faces coming at her.
I think,
and then they get out of the house, and the guy screams at him, "You didn't move the bodies! You didn't move the bodies!" And they drive away.
It's a weird movie. They don't really defeat the house. The house just kind of is like, "I'm done with you."
Yeah, and then they leave. Like they should have done a long time ago.
Yeah.
The only reason they didn't leave is because the child gets kidnapped. Like, now we really, really have to deal with this. We just can't ignore it.
Yeah.
You know, the clown tries to kill the kid and whatever.
Yeah.
a tree smashes
whatever.
Through the window.
Whatever.
And after all of that, all of the shit that they went through, and the, you know, as I said, that strange-voiced monster comes in and
well,
says...
Well, Kevin, that's classic abusive relationship.
And this house
they
is
don't
clean.
Know when to leave.
This house is clean, and they stay.
Is Poltergeist the story of somebody gaining the self-confidence to leave an abusive relationship?
I mean, clearly. Yeah, you can make it seem like that.
Yeah.
You can make it work.
Yeah.
Make it work.
Remake that movie. Like
with Nicolas Cage, because he would say that you didn't move the bodies line fantastically.
You didn't move the bodies.
And he would shake them. It was on the script, but Nicolas Cage would shake that man.
Yeah, shake that man, Nicolas Cage.
He would give him some serious whiplash.
I am the Ghost Rider.
Dad, what are you... No, the house is haunted.
Actually, this brings up a related point, is that while no people can be possessed, the houses can influence the people that are in them.
Yeah.
Right? So in The Shining, it creates neuroses and psychosis in the characters. But like I said, those are all malicious. There's no reason that...
Well, hang on. A very much, even if it is malicious, there probably would still be, like, countermeasures. Like, we've always been talking about countermeasures.
Oh, yeah.
About the fact, like, maybe if you buy a house that has a proven... I mean, proven malicious spirit, that's almost like adopting a...
It's a rescue dog?
No, because rescue dogs won't influence you into doing something evil.
Well, I mean, yeah, right? But a lot of a lot of rescue dogs go through a lot of shit before they're rescued, right? And they can have behaviors that are
dangerous. So you can have rescue houses,
yeah,
is what we're saying.
Yeah,
yeah, man, Flip That House becomes much more awesome shows.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. There's emotional stakes.
So in Flip That House, you have the designer, you have the construction worker, and you also have the house psychiatrist.
Just a second. I want you to follow me on an image.
I'll go with you on a journey.
On a picture. I want you to picture a cow.
All right, I got the cow.
Okay, and the cow gets killed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and its meat is turned into steak.
Okay.
And then that steak is crying. I've just given you emotional steaks.
I hate you so much. That makes me so angry. I am so furious right now.
Well, it's because I gave you emotional stakes.
Should go.
It's the best joke I've ever done.
To a commercial right now. Because I am laughing angry. I am furiously guffawing. I got the rage giggles.
Oh God. I'll stop eventually. It's just so great.
I got the rage giggles, J-Man. Let's go to commercial.
Yeah, okay. Today's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by your favorite meal. That one thing that you just really, really love. Maybe you've had a hard day. Maybe you've had a hard week. Maybe you had a hard month. Maybe your loved one yelled at you. Maybe a family member has passed away. You go home. You make your meal. You sit down in front of it. And you start crying. Because it stinks.
No.
It's okay to get emotional about your food.
Stop it. Stop.
How the tables have turned, Kevin.
Damn.
Get it? Because the steaks are on a table?
Stop.
It's a lazy Susan.
Stop. Stop. You need to stop. You're only hurting yourself. No. None of this can work. Stop. Stupid Eddie Murphy on a lazy Susan with his steaks.
Doppler effect.
It's not even just the laugh, how wide your eyes get when you're doing it.
Can somebody please make a tiny Eddie Murphy action figure that laughs and put it on a lazy Susan?
Stupid ad. It's a stupid ad.
I was wrong. The morning one isn't going to be weird.
Oh, man, I'm so tired. Oh, what a weird episode.
Should we get back to the topic?
Let's get back to the topic.
I think that's the end
of the commercial. Let's try to move away from drug houses.
Okay.
Let's try to move away from drug houses. We want to talk about how people would deal with these houses.
What about... houses that were possessed by grandmas.
Well, I mean, you'd wake up in the middle of the night and you'd be like, I smell something.
Cabbage rolls?
You'd walk down the stairs and you'd go over to, you know, the oven.
Yeah.
And you'd slowly open it and it's cookies!
Yay! Or you'd be eating a meal and you'd finish, you'd be like, that was a good meal. And then another plate would come by. You're so skinny, dear. Have some more food.
Wait, wait. You forgot it's a ghost.
You're right.
You're so skinny. Ooh. Ooh. Thanks. Someone else's grandma.
And you're sleeping and you're too hot, so you take the blankets off.
You
wake up 10 minutes later and there's like another blanket on top of you.
And it's tucked in underneath you.
You're cocooned. You cannot escape.
That'd be terrible.
It would be terrible.
A grandma that cannot be stalked.
A grandma you can never leave.
You try to get out of the house, the door shuts. No, it doesn't shut. You just hear a voice saying, like, no, I'm going to show you photos.
No, you. Okay. Whenever you leave, the house is like, it's okay, I'll just be here by myself.
Do you want to watch old tapes of Elvis Presley?
While I'm gone, I could just leave it on. Just leave it on. Ooh, and Murder, She Wrote.
All right. How did you order the entire box set of Murder, She Wrote?
You taught me how to use the email.
I'm getting really into Midsummer Murders. Do you know there's like 28 seasons of that?
I need to set parental guides on the TV.
You would never be able to like look at porn.
No.
You would like leave the house in a car with like a Wi-Fi stick and drive away.
My actual disgust with this is that you could just never masturbate. It's like,
well, not in your house.
Yeah, not. You're right. You're right. You just have to go public.
There's public washrooms. There's libraries.
You go to sperm donation places just so you can masturbate.
Man, fourth time this week. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Making the rounds.
Yep.
Living in a house with a grandma ghost.
Next time I'm going to Dalhousie. Got to spread the seed around.
You're going to have that delivery man thing where you got, you know, 1,000 children.
Well, then you bring a date over. And the entire time the house just hovers around you, being like, what's going on? Hey.
Sorry, I have a grandma in my house.
Grandma in my house.
Oh, that's fine. I have an ecstasy house.
Really? Sweet. Let's go there.
Let's go there. That's basically more awesome than this. Don't be out too late. Shut up. You're not my real grandma. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean that. I'll bring you brownies.
I'll bring you home some really gross gum. You know, the kind that you like.
And some Werther's.
And some Werther's. So much Werther's. You just find, like, packet. When you first discover your house is haunted by a grandma, you just reach up to a vent and pull out, like, a Werther's wrapper.
And you're horrified.
Then you have to bring in the ghost appraisal guy. Yeah. And he'll be like, oh, yeah, seems like you're being haunted by a grandma ghost.
Yep. This seems like a grandma ghost.
Seems like a grandma ghost.
Yep.
Did your grandma live in this house? No. Oh, that's unfortunate for you.
Now you're going to have to learn the idiosyncrasies of this other old person. By the way, when I'm an old person, if I become an old person, if I make it that far, I hope I am the weirdest old person in the world. I hope people look at me and either go, what is that person doing? Or that is the best old person in the world.
You want to hit that dichotomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the line I want to walk.
What are they? Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I want to take the worst fashion designs from every era and wear one of them. All in one outfit. Platform shoes, tie-dyed shirts, aviator glasses.
Garter socks.
And trilbies.
Oh, look, he dressed himself. Good day. Chip, chip, top of the morning.
Time for me to go have a bath in champagne.
Who knows?
Also, when I'm old, I will make the most ridiculous statements to get out of things. Because people will just think I'm a crazy senile person.
Remember when you're walking down the street to juggle your hat. Woohoo! Thanks, man.
Thanks, old man. No problem.
I once voted for an owl.
You should get off of my lawn. It's made of lava.
You will die in 48 hours. What?
Oh, nothing.
I see demise and I see life.
Doesn't everybody just want me to be their grandpa?
All right, so what sort of... So we're talking a lot about the houses themselves.
Yeah.
What sort of, like, subsidiary things are going to come up? Because we already talked about, obviously, the house psychiatrist.
Well,
we
about yeah, there'd be a house psychiatrist. There'd also be...
There's a person who comes in and, like, if you think your house is haunted,
yeah,
you'll call this guy and he'll come in and he'll be essentially appraise...
A spirit inspector.
Spirit inspector, yeah.
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 Paranormal investigations become a lot more bureaucratic.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because they're an actual real thing.
Yeah, yeah. You're supposed to go in.
It's not just the show Ghost Hunters.
there's
Do you see that needle move? There's energy in this place.
There's one where, like, all the people are college students, and one is, like, a super bro. And so, you know, they always have the thing where they have, that electromagnetic meter
up. I just thought of the worst
up.
House.
Hold on. They have electromagnetic meter up. And they have the voice recorder because apparently you can only hear some things through the voice recorder. And they always try to get the ghost to respond to them and be like, "Hey, are you there? Tell me about yourself. What's your name?" He's like, "Hey, come out here. What, are you scared? Are you scared of me? Come on. I ain't afraid of you. Come at me. I've been drinking Red Bulls. Going to get pumped. Going to get jacked. Calm down, Derek. No, I'll fight this ghost. You ain't talking to me.
It's immaterial, Derek. You can't.
I'll show you. Put on my ghost punching fists. I'll punch this ghost.
You are just punching the air, and there is nothing on your fists, Derek.
Oh, he knows. Derek, you got to pay me for
what
this,
if a
right?
bro was haunting your house?
Beers everywhere.
Yeah. But anyways, we've already talked enough about houses.
Hang on. I do want to follow that line for just 1 second.
Okay.
You're sitting there alone in the dark. Maybe you're watching a movie. Maybe you're watching TV. Maybe you just fell asleep reading a book. And all of a sudden, off in the distance, you hear a... Look over. There's a beer for you.
Yep.
Like, oh.
There's thanks. Not just a beer. And there's a wizard stick.
Then you hear...
Chug,
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 chug.
Chug,
chug, chug, chug. The house starts rattling and shaking.
Like, oh, shit.
I better chug, better chug, better chug. I have been drunk for 6 months straight.
So
this house won't stop.
It won't stop partying so hard. So
amazing.
There's pledge. The house psychologist, the spirit inspector. The other thing that would happen is that if your house was possessed... Then, if your ghost was housed...
If your ghost was housed...
it would affect the price of the home.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It'd be a regular thing. Like, usually you get a home inspector, comes around, make sure the wiring's not faulty. But in this, it'd be like, okay, so what type of ghost is this? And is it an add, or is it a subtraction? Like, that heroin house is... you're gonna lose some market value on that house.
But it's one of those things someone could look at and be like, oh, this is a fixer-upper.
Yeah.
I can help this. I can help that heroin ghost.
If I can flip this house and the spirit,
so
think of the massive profit I'll make.
I like the idea that you flip the spirit from being like a heroin addict to a really evangelistic Christian.
Oh, no, that's
so,
even
so
worse.
So you're constantly finding Bibles in the house?
I would much rather have a heroin addict house than a... Super.
The TV keeps on
Christian.
Turning on and being like, "Have you heard the good word?"
You wake up in the morning. There's just stained glass in your windows now.
You're like, "I'm Jewish. I really don't want. I want this. Oh no, no. But let me tell
you. Go
you
to the
more
key
about,
rack. It just says, "God bless this house."
Like, I don't want this. I don't want this.
When you make pancakes, they're all shaped like Jesus.
Though, if someone was like super Christian, that'd be the best house for
it
them.
It would be the best.
It's one
house
of those things
them.
That, like, when you see the ghost, maybe there are some
well
like, added subtracts that are very like
that.
Like you can
that
say,
bro house is perfect for a frat house.
Yo, we got ourselves, Alpha Phi Kappa got ourselves the best house ever. We're haunted by the ultimate bro.
Bro house, fist bump me.
Just a beam breaks and comes like, out of your fist.
Yeah! Yeah! Who cares about structural integrity?
We need to fix that.
Yeah, that house would fall apart real quick.
And if you're ever not partying in the house, it gets very upset.
Yeah.
Because it does not tire.
But it understands if you bring a girl. It understands. It will allow you your privacy.
Yes, it will. Though every so often while you're having sex, you will sometimes just hear a, yeah.
Yeah.
Get it.
Voyeur house.
It's a house that only comes out when you're having sex.
Yeah.
We gotta stop talking about this. There's so many different kinds of houses. They're like Pokemon.
Yeah. Houses are
Well,
like
people
Pokemon.
Go out and search for like when you're going out, you're like, oh, I want to have two bathrooms and a big backyard and a pool. And also I want to try to get a grandma ghost.
Yeah. Well, not every house is possessed, remember.
I know.
So some people would be like, oh, I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah.
And you'd move into a newer house that wasn't possessed. But guess what? Your house can become possessed at any point.
Yeah.
So know what else would be in this world? Possession insurance.
If you don't want your house possessed, you can...
Yeah, you can get possession insurance. And then if your house does get possessed, you get a big payout so that you can go buy a new house.
We've actually been talking a lot about ghost possession. But we didn't mention earlier, like, demons.
Oh, yeah.
So, and demons, like, ghosts, if someone dies by the house or in the house,
yeah,
and connect to the house. But a demon just sort of just show up in the house. And that's, and I have to imagine that if it's a demon,
yeah,
no one wants that.
Well, I think there might be some people that do. Because, follow me on this.
All right.
We've said before that these houses can influence the people that are in them.
Yes.
So, imagine if you're a creepo. And you know that that house is possessed by a desire demon. People you bring into that house are going to get horny because the house will make them horny.
Yeah, but it will also try to kill you through sexual means.
Yeah.
That's just the knife you play with when you live in a desire demon house.
Kevin, death by snoo snoo.
Come into my desire house. Don't worry too much about the blood on the walls or that weird green stuff that comes out of the tap.
Yeah.
Hey, I know that the front door tried to kill you when you came in, but that was just an accident.
Kevin,
why don't you sit down and have some wine?
Look me in the eye.
Sit down and have some wine with me.
Look me in the eye, Kevin,
what
and
voice
say,
am I doing?
I don't know. Look me in the eye and tell me you don't know anybody that would not get a house that would make people that came into it horny.
I'm glad to say that I can't imagine anyone doing that.
Are you sure?
They will die. I almost went back into that voice, whatever that voice was.
But here's the thing.
That's scary.
Here's the thing, Kevin. There are creepos out there that would do that.
I can imagine someone in the world, yes, really. But let's just talk about it in general.
Also, maybe you're just really depressed. And you're like, you know what? I just want to go out in a good way.
All right, fair enough. But in general, demon houses are probably not very like if
yeah, they're bad news.
Yeah,
they get yellow tape around them,
and that's when you get the people who will go in like that strange voice thing going
guess
in
what?
There.
And guess what, Kevin?
What?
There's Ghostbusters for
yes,
houses.
Yes,
yes,
yes. There's exorcisms.
Pound it.
We're pounding it. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. For either if the ghost has been deemed too malicious for society.
Yeah.
Or there's a demon in the house.
Yeah.
Or anything that has been like deemed by I guess some sort of
the chupacabra.
if the house court has decided that it is too dangerous for society.
Yeah.
They send in the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah. To essentially exorcise that spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you know, just blow up the house.
Yeah.
So they either blow up the house. They exorcise the spirit.
I love the idea of these government regulated Ghostbusters who do sometimes.
Yeah.
They're like the only way of dealing with this is we have to destroy the house.
Yeah, we have to destroy the vessel. So they send in a crack team of agents.
They have to get down to the pentagram.
C4. They have to get down to the foundation, to the pentagram.
To the pentagram that every house is built on.
Yeah, and they have to put down the C4 and then like roll the wire out with them.
Meanwhile, the demon or whatever things the house is trying its hardest to stop them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a great movie.
It's also a great real job.
Yeah.
That's in this world.
Super dangerous.
Super dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And there's these, you know, all these things be like, did you know that sometimes, even when Ghostbusters retire, they still have these flashbacks to the house of the exercise?
Well, they do documentaries. They'd be like, do documentaries and be like, why do people do this job? And they'd be talking to this guy, and he'd be like, "My daughter was killed by a house once. I'll never let anybody else's daughter do that again."
And then she possessed the same house. Forced him out. Fought him in the afterlife. That's my dream one day. Okay.
I will be the house.
I'll be in the biggest house, and I will come to other houses, and I will fight those ghosts. He's not actually a Ghostbuster. We don't know why he's here. You wanted to interview me.
I'm the most interesting man in the world.
Come at me, ghost.
Go big corn.
I ain't afraid of you, ghost. Come at me.
I'll punch you right here.
Calm down, Derek Sr. I do what my son does. My daughter and his sister killed my house. But daddy taught me how to fight. I taught him how to fight.
I fought ghosts with my fists. I use my ki energy.
Yeah, you get him, Dad. Use your ki. The best thing about that voice, if you say something like actually somewhat like, you know, anywhere smart in it, it sounds hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to think of something smart to say.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Damn it. Why can't I? It's so like, I think
it's because you're on the spot.
I mean, I'll cut all this out. I just need to think of something smart.
Yep. So you'll seem really clever and it didn't take you like several minutes to come up with something intelligent to say?
Shut up.
Lilacs have a purple smell.
I mean, at this point, I have to say something because I set it up.
Yeah.
Darcy, give me something smart to say. I know,
Your aortas are clean. I don't know what something Mrs. Doubtfire would say to her children, providing wisdom.
Oh no! I know what it is. It's just no. Just good.
I just love Robin Williams and his Mrs. Doubtfire voice. Oh yes, dearie.
Make sure you always get full servings of vegetables.
Yeah, okay.
And you make sure you drink your milk to make you be strong.
Gotta get that calcium.
Gotta get the calcium into you.
Fight that osteoporosis.
Fight that osteoporosis.
Stop copying me.
One of the most deadly diseases of the past was tuberculosis, also known as consumption.
Consumption.
Thanks, bro, doctor. Make sure you keep your health well regulated.
Thanks, proctor.
Proctor. I went to med school for 8 years. Why don't you respect me? It's because you talk with your arms out to your side and your chest bumped
just
out.
Just so you know, every single time Kevin does that voice, his arms are out like he is some heavenly messenger.
That's the only
way. He thrusts his chest forward like he's trying to get the top spot in America's Next Top Model.
I can do that voice. I once did that voice as something for voice acting. It was a long, long monologue.
Yeah.
The entire time, I kept my arms back and my chest out. Because that's the only way I can do that voice.
That's interesting. Just like I can only do an Eddie Murphy laugh with my eyes wide open.
Which makes you look like a jack-in-the-box. Do you have any last things you want to say about houses? Did we hit any main points?
Well, lots of different types of personalities.
There will be Ghostbusters, which will be awesome.
There will be Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Well, one thing I wanted to say
it would affect
is that
the housing market price. People will try and flip bad ghosts.
Exactly. One thing that I did very quickly want to say is that I can imagine in, like, sometimes smaller towns,
yeah,
you don't have as much, you know, infrastructure. You have, like, volunteer Ghostbusters.
Oh, man.
Like a volunteer fire department.
All right, Cletus. I need you to go in there and blow up this house.
I admit I can.
I went to the military surplus store and got a grenade.
We have a high rate of possessed houses here, especially ones with malicious spirits. We just need more funding to get ourselves a real Ghostbuster department.
There's a farm that has 12 barns because the barns keep becoming possessed. They have to build a new one every time.
But they can't legally destroy those barns because even though they're sentient, they have not been they have not gone through the court systems.
They can't put food in there. It's dangerous.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because the food becomes poison.
Yeah.
And there's cows being mutilated. It's terrible. It's a terrible farm.
Don't go to that farm.
Don't go to that farm.
Why would you ever go to that farm?
But they have delicious steaks that come from it.
Do they cry?
End the show now. End the show now. Thank you for listening to the Third Space. If you would like to talk to us, you can on Twitter at Third Space Cast.
If you want to talk about emotional space stakes, please Twitter, send a tweet to Kevin.
I'm at Strawman K Weir,
or to me at Mighty Thews.
You can also send us an email at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
You can visit our website at www.thirdspacepodcast.com.
And if you did like this episode, please rate, review, subscribe, leave tell your comment. Friends, leave a comment. Leave a comment that's a review. Leave a comment that's not a review.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, all those things are things you can do.
All those things and more. You can tell your friends. Tell your friends. Tell your friends that Bustin' makes you feel good and you also like this podcast.
Tell your friends that we talked about Ghostbusters on this episode.
Yeah.
We worked it in pretty well.
Yeah.
Pretty well.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Hey, Jeremy.
What?
Pretty good episode.
Pretty good.
Pretty good episode. Our theme song is Balrog Boogie by Diablo Swing Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's great. Good morning. Join us next week on the Third Space when we talk about the things that horrify us most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. More scary stuff.
More scary stuff. We're doing more scary stuff.
Doing more scary stuff.
This is just going to become a horror podcast.
Horror podcast.
Do you say poor podcast?
It's early.